This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. That's how we get down to finish up the week with a Friday edition of Sean and RJ live on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Got our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden getting it in the back as well. The Red Zone for all your football fulfillment at 9:20. We'll crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece at 9:40. But the most creative mind in the building, Bobby Belt, conducting the Tolo Fan Survey. And that has created a new segment that we'll do every Friday at this time.
Yep, every Friday at 9 a.m. we are going to do Worst Take. So this is the debut of it. You see how I played on that? First take, worst take.
I got it.
Very clever. We'll bring you the worst takes from the world of sports over the last week. So this is stuff we may have covered on the show already this week. This may be brand new stuff that we haven't touched on yet. These can be tweets, audio clips, decisions by front offices. So Nico would have won earlier this year, articles, whatever. And then after we run through the nominees and discuss them a little bit, then we'll go around the room and vote on the worst take of the week. And so we got four nominees today. And then if anybody wants to throw in some extras, we can get to those too. The very first one is one that, Choppy, you were talking about at 720. You were just appalled by what our buddy Cody Benjamin, right, at CBS wrote
our
about
buddy. NFL.
You know,
I don't want to be associated with that.
I use our buddy in the same way of like your boy over there or your guy over there.
So he did a post-free agency, post-draft quarterback ranking list on CBS Sports. Now, mind you, I feel dumber having looked at this. My faith in humanity and their ability to evaluate football has been destroyed because we do this every year. And this is across sports. We overvalue players after 1 year before they really do anything. We did it with Julio Rodriguez with the Mariners. Look, he had a really nice first year. Then somebody put him at number five in all of baseball ahead of, like, at the time, Trout and Judge. It's like, guys, what are we doing? What are we doing here? All right. Now,
we did it with Evan Carter, probably.
Probably did. Yeah, we're all guilty of it in some way, but... You might take your quarterback over Jaden Daniels. I'm sorry, you might take Jaden Daniels over your quarterback today because of youth and upside, but you cannot rank him ahead of certain guys that A, still had better years than him last year, and B, have been doing it for longer. So this list, they have Jaden at one, the number one quarterback in the NFL, Jaden Daniels.
Wow.
And they're like, name me an NFL team that wouldn't hurry to claim him as its quarterback of the present and future. Contenders included. That's not the point.
No.
He did not have a better year than Lamar Jackson, than Josh Allen, than Joe Burrow, than Jared Goff, than a number of guys. Now, he may have gone further in the playoffs than some of those guys. That doesn't mean he had a better year.
I don't... You can say, name me the team that wouldn't take him right now. Okay, but like, name me the team that if you put all the quarterbacks into a pool and said like, hey, take him to build your future with... They're taking Daniels right now over somebody like Burrow or Allen. Like, teams are still taking Burrow right. And Allen.
Yes. So, you can't have him number one. And then they had Hurts two, Burrow three, Lamar, Josh Allen, and then Patrick Mahomes six. Like, guys.
There will not even... But this is the world that we live in today. this guy will be rewarded for the amount of hits and mentions that he gets versus the quality and credibility of the list. There will not be, and there's going to be 500 of them. We're going to talk about a lot of them. There will not be a worst quarterback power ranking list of the offseason. This is over and done. It's shut down.
Right.
It's finished.
Yeah, because like after Mahomes at 6, you have Stafford, Jordan Love, Goff at 9, Purdy at 10, then Baker, Herbert, Stroud, Dak, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, Geno, Lawrence, May, and J.J. McCarthy, who hasn't played a game.
So Dak's 14?
Dak's 14. Kyler's 23, poor guy.
Okay, that's almost as bad as anything they've put
What's
on the
worse?
List.
Mahomes at 6 or Jaden at 1?
Mahomes at 6. They're both disproportionately placed where they shouldn't be, I think. It's just really bad. Having Mahomes, I guess I could understand somebody being a little lower on Mahomes right now just because Kansas City didn't play as well last year. Mahomes has not seemed invincible the last 2 years. So I guess I could see somebody buying in on Daniels, but I mean, they're both awful takes.
I don't see a world where you can get, if you wanted to say Mahomes isn't number one, I don't know a world where you can get him past 4. There's a clear 4. Right. It's Lamar. It's Mahomes.
Yeah, we all agree.
Burrow and Allen.
When we did our stack, we all had it in, like, I think slightly different orders, but we all had the same 4.
It's a clear 4.
It was the same 4 that, like, that's the top tier right now. So, quality submission for sure there for the worst take of the week. I think Cody Benjamin's going to win frequently as we do this moving forward. The next one is one we had played earlier this week. This actually came from last Friday, though, this statement. And I saw some people on the fan text when we talked about this. There was like a handful of people that were like agreeing with what Jay Williams said here. And this was Jay Williams last Friday raising some eyebrows with his take on who the greatest Nick of all time could be.
I said it last year, and I'm going to say it again. And I know that he has to close the deal and win a championship. A lot of that is roster construction, the right pieces. I don't think they're actually going to have a chance against the Boston Celtics. But I think we're watching the greatest Nick ever to play in that Nick uniform. I firmly
ever.
Believe that.
Ever.
He embodies everything that I think
Walt
the Knicks...
Clyde Frazier.
He has a chance to become...
Before said and done,
yeah.
I think we will be talking about him in that capacity.
That's ridiculous. Because, like I said, we're talking about Patrick Ewing, who was so good and so dominant that there have been whole conspiracy theories about freezing envelopes just to get him to New York to make sure that he's the legacy. You can't, especially with
the way... Well, if Brunson wins 2 titles, then Jay Williams can look correct.
Yeah.
Right now, he is regarded and he's labeled as the most clutch player in the NBA. Makes us even more Maverick bitter that the backcourt could have been set here with him and Luka. If he went, that's Jay's out right now, right? That's it's like Nico's possible out. Nico has less of an out than Jay Williams does. If Brunson even wins 1, because the Knicks could never get 1.
By the way, you said most clutch shooter in the NBA right now as Jalen Brunson.
I didn't say clutch player. Yeah.
With that reputation. I just been meaning to mention this.
Halliburton.
The Tyrese Halliburton numbers are insane. This was this got pointed out the other day after Halliburton made another shot. He has made 10 of 11 attempted shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of a game this season. That's insane. Wow.
He, in the post game, said overrate that after the player poll that had him as the most overrated player. And then he got warned from
Commissioner 2.5.
Yeah, Commissioner Cupcake getting me smashed by Corey Majors. He got the warning for grabbing the stones.
Yeah, the Pedro
Smashed
Serrano.
By icing from Pedro Corey Majors,
Serrano, yeah.
Pervs.
Actually, Corey was just watching. Alec is the one who creamed.
Even more pervy.
Yeah.
It's a bad take. I mean, yeah, he's got to win a couple titles, you know, to be. I mean,
he might even, in New York, he might have even won. Depending on what type of season he has. Does he hit another Jordan Byron Russell type shot as they tried to label it against the Pistons?
It's been 52 years. Since the Knicks won a title. It's been that long. There are some big shots that he's hit. That was a huge shot that he had in the first round. There's been big shots. Ewing's had them. Larry Johnson had a big one, the 4-point play. Allen Houston, though, against Miami. Willis Reed. But there's a lot of guys from way before our time, and that's about the last time the Knicks had anybody good besides Ewing.
That's true. It's been a little bit. Now this is the next one. This is sour grapes.
Did you mention Melo? We haven't even talked about Carmelo.
We completely forgot about Melo. Melo had a great run with the Knicks. The big three they had, where they had Larry Johnson, Sprewell, and Allen Houston. That was a good team.
Yeah,
the
but 99 those guys. Team. I mean, he's better than
collectively. All that. Collectively, they made a really solid team. He's better than all of them individually.
I don't know. I always looked at Melo like his entire. I know he was really good in New York for a period, but I just always looked as like. I always thought like, what did you miss just not staying in Denver and being the guy that you were in Denver? All right, sour grapes from the world champs. It's never a good look when you're the defending champions and you come off really sour. And here's potentially a bad take. Maybe not. Maybe you agree with this one. I thought this was absolutely awful. The New York Knicks have rallied back. We're just talking about them in two straight games to win after trailing by 20 to the Boston Celtics. Well, two people who are not impressed by this are Celtics reporters Chris Forsberg and then Andrea Carter, as they were doing the post-game show for NBC Sports Boston, and they were just doing just about everything they could to talk down to the New York Knicks, who were up 2-0 on them.
Post-game pod, Kayla and Chris here at the TD Garden after the Celtics fall to the New York Knicks, improbably 91-90. And Kayla, let's just start it off.
Let's get right to it. The frustrating thing is, too, it's not the Knicks. It's the Celtics losing grip. Like, I don't think the Knicks are doing anything all too impressive that's...
I mean,
they're competitive. They're tough. Mikal Bridges had 0 points in the first half, and all of a sudden he gets hot the second half. Jalen Brunson didn't have his best of games, but
let's say this: they're cockroaches. They no matter what the Celtics do to put them in a compromised position, they do not just sit there and take it. They are willing to fight back. So I do want to give them credit. I do think, you know,
but we're handing it to them.
Right.
Stop.
By the way, this is Caleb Burton, not Andrea Carter. I messed that up. That's Caleb Burton there.
And what is this broadcast?
This is NBC Sports Boston.
Oh. You guys have to be thinking the same thing I am about this guy's voice, right?
Bill Simmons?
No. This is Walchuk. This sounds just like Walchuk to me.
They are willing to fight back, so I do want to give them credit. I do think,
We're handing it to them a little. We're playing scared. The Celtics are playing scared.
We're going to get aggregated if we just totally dismiss the Knicks part
in
this.
True. I think they
deserve some credit for the way they play, for the way that they don't, you know, roll over in those moments.
Boy, it's a bad look when you're saying...
You aggregated them, Bobby. You hate the aggregators.
I did not aggregate them. They were aggregated and I grabbed it. But this is... you're talking about... It's just never a good look when you're saying, I want to give them credit. They're cockroaches.
Yeah.
Like, that's just...
I like it.
You like it. See,
that's a way to like not admit you're wrong. No, yeah, they're cockroaches. You didn't aggregate. That wasn't aggregation.
You got fight left in you.
That was grabregation.
Yeah, there you go. I'm grabbing it. So, this is just sour. And he knew it, too. He was aware of it. He's like, this makes it sound really petty. So he's like, let's give him some credit just so we don't get aggregated. But they clearly are just being super dismissive, which, I mean, the Celtics are still betting favorites, right, in the series here. So, I mean, Vegas is thinking the same thing, I guess.
When you're up 20 in both games, you've dominated the games.
Yes. All right, one more here. The Pittsburgh Pirates, we've made references to this week, but we haven't actually talked about it yet. And Aiden's going to have the video up on the fan cam. This Pittsburgh Pirates stadium employee who was whipping a loud-ass fan with a belt. I mean,
spit on him, though.
He spit blood on him, too. Don't make me take off my belt. He did. He took his belt off and just starts wailing on this Pirates fan. There was this big confrontation. There was a verbal confrontation apparently that happened between this employee, who some are described as an usher, and then this fan. They were having this verbal altercation, and the employee eventually punches this fan 3 times. So he's bleeding. So when he starts bleeding, the fan starts spitting blood on him, and the employee goes, all right, I'm done with this, takes his belt off, starts whipping him, also says to him, he's like, call me that, you know, racial slur again. And so he was saying that he was called
the
slur.
N-word was used in this?
That's at least, you could hear him saying, call me it again.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it ever picked up the guy actually saying it, but that's what the employee was saying. But he just starts going to town on him, wailing on him. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates are the ones that are nominated for worst take, because I honestly have no problem with him putting these loudmouths down. And he has been suspended for unacceptable behavior after the video went viral. It's a 7-minute video that's going all over Twitter right now of them just getting into it. And again, just spitting blood, whipping people with belts. And he has been suspended by the Pirates pending another investigation. But he is just on suspension until further notice. And that's where we're standing. I am completely on the side of the usher here.
Well, you could be on the side of the usher. Here's the video. There's street decisions and there's corporate decisions. They had to suspend him.
You guys fired your manager. You just fired your manager. Yeah, you got a lot going on. You had some things you could distract with that people would have stopped asking about this.
The guy could have walked away multiple times. Look, I don't blame the guy at all. I support the person who worked there, but I get the suspension. Time to vote. This isn't even close. It's an easy one. RJ Choppy's submission of these power rankings, it's not even a discussion to me. That is the first winner of worst take, in my opinion. We got to go around the room. I get the Pirates suspension, the Brunson thing. There's an out if he wins a title. Mm-hmm. Two, then maybe he wins the argument. And then Zach Wolchuk. That's the least offensive because you can make an argument that Boston has allowed the 2-0 lead. Power rankings is my vote.
I'll vote for that. It's my submission. I should be not allowed to vote for it because it is my submission. But yes, I was appalled.
No, it's so, I was appalled. It's so far and away the most offensive thing that I've seen on the internet or heard this week that is clearly number one. Choppy brought it with that one.
Yeah, make it a clean sweep. Oh, I got baby. The CBS QB ranking, and the Tolos have voted on the Fantex as well. It's the CBS rank.
All right, the debut. Well done, Roberto, of Worst Take every Friday at 9. We got to keep submissions throughout the week and keep tabs so we can bring them all back with the audio as well here on DFW Sports Station. We go from Worst Take to the Red Zone. What is George Pickens really like? He talked to the Cowboys media for the first time yesterday, and is TJ Watt next? That's next in the Red Zone on The Fan.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Quarterback.
Every day at this time, it's the Red Zone for your football fix, 920 here on Sean and RJ, also known as the official home of the Dallas Cowboys, where yesterday George Pickens talked to the media and he gave his immediate reaction to the trade from Pittsburgh.
It was kind of like my old draft reaction, honestly. Just I kind of found out when everyone else found out, to be honest.
And then what, you know, how do you feel about being a Dallas Cowboy?
I feel great. I like the mojo here. I like the swag. You know, everybody, you know, it's a lot of new players that I've been meeting all around the long way. So I feel like they got a great thing going for sure.
Bobby, the thing that I was most interested in, and you listened to the entire call, I just have these audio cuts. Mm-hmm. The only thing I really cared about was contrition. Awareness. Regret. Some type of maturation in terms of all the drama in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I don't even have that audio cut here. What should I make of that? The only thing I have is the actual quote. This game is just as much a business as it is football. It's kind of like out of my control. I'm glad to be here in Dallas and able to continue the winning culture that they have. And I was on a text chain with you and Slater, and I was like, all right, was he humble? Was he likable? That's my number one concern. And Jane tweeted, he wasn't going to walk into anything, was humble but confident, succinct, seemed eager to be in Dallas and work off of and work with CD and Dak. He referenced wanting to build a winning culture several times and was not going to say one bad word about Pittsburgh or his time there on the way out. So to the question of contrition, regret, recognition of his problems and what he contributed to them, you got what out of it?
That he's going to show his contrition or growth or whatever else by just being disciplined and not talking like he normally does. Like, I don't think you're going to see him go. Like, yesterday was not any sort of like, man, you know, I really should have done some things different. Instead, he's just going like, hey, that's a situation that's in the past now. I'm looking forward. This is what I'm committed to. And not a bad word to say. That's kind of the approach. And I think that is a form of maturity. That's a form of contrition, because like typically he'll go, you got confidence in the office? Nah, not really, bro. Like, I mean, that's typically his approach.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of attitude in these clips, but of course it's going to be on his best behavior. What are you smirking at?
I'm sorry. I just... Peyton, raise this music, please.
Remember the Titans?
It sounds like this is the music you would play like when the Rangers were doing their World Series parade.
Yeah, unveiling the banner.
Back
when they had an offense.
Bobby chose the music.
I can't.
It's football. There's nothing more football. This is Remember the Titans.
This is one of RJ's either most overrated. I can't remember what you said about Remember the Titans that I found really offensive. You probably can't remember either because you made up the take.
No, I didn't make up the take. I did not make up the take.
He didn't make it up. ChatGPT did.
I didn't. This is way before ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It's just...
You ever watch Remember the Titans?
Too much meaning in it. I can't...
Okay,
I can't.
But you did see it? I thought you had said you...
I've only seen parts of it. I've only seen parts of it because it's not like... You know,
well, you have to kind of finish that movie.
I know.
It's so good.
When
did you cut it off?
We were in the hospital with Bertier. It was with time. It was with time, right? I was watching it, had to leave, never picked up again. So I've seen the whole thing through, just never all at once.
It's the greatest football movie of all time.
Woo!
Well,
sounds like a KNC, 10 ooh. O'clock.
I need something more mindless. Like the program to me.
Hagelin was asking me through the glass.
Little Giants is the greatest football movie.
Oh, come on. Yeah, of course, New York bias here. This is the Northeast and him coming out.
Was this too touchy-feely for you?
It's very touchy-feely. That's the one thing I have with Rudy that I don't like.
So you hate Brian's song?
Yes.
Did you watch We Are Marshall?
I never seen that, no. No, no.
Well, don't.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I like, the program. Like, I want a football movie, baseball, right? I want Major League. I want...
Yeah, you want Meatheady, which gives you no excuse for never watching Eastbound and Down.
I know.
I hate you for that.
I know.
I really do. Or Wolf of Wall Street.
I know.
These are RJ Choppy made.
I feel like Eastbound and Down would I would just lean into that character even more.
Oh, my God. He is you.
Yeah.
And you is him.
Yeah.
So that was Pickens, but I'm not being sold on the...
I think the Cowboys probably... I don't know this for sure. I'm guessing... Part of the advice he was given by the Cowboys when he got here and probably from his representation was don't even look back at Pittsburgh. So, I mean, I think he's just, again, I think it's a form of maturity because I think he's following what people are telling him to lean into.
Former head coach in the NFC East, Jay Gruden, on, I believe this is Underdog with their media company, said Pittsburgh has to be happy.
Pittsburgh's got to be happy. This is not Mike Tomlin's type of guy. He's made some big plays in Pittsburgh, and I know the fans like him, but this guy does not participate in the running game. He gets very selfish at times. His body language has been poor for the last couple of years, and I think it's time for him to get out of there. When he walks into the Dallas building, he's going to have to work his way into their locker room. They're not going to give him anything. So I think it's good for George to walk into a building like that where he's now not the focal point, but he can earn his way back up in the trust of Dak. He still have a fabulous year if he does that.
I never realized how much he screams on the football field.
Who?
Jay Gruden, because that's the first time I've ever heard him not sound raspy. I was like, that's not Jay Gruden, is it? Because he's always sounded like that. Like,
sounds even Pittsburgh-y.
Even more than John does. But I guess it's just because he's always screaming up there on the sidelines. So anytime I saw him doing media, it was his voice was gone.
Well, now, Choppy, they are starting to ask if TJ Watt is next over there.
Is he next? Because of the Pickens trade, really, right? What are they doing? They just got DK. They're going to get Aaron Rodgers, most likely. Why would they move on from Pickens? And, you know, we had Chris back on. He said, look, they need picks, obviously. But the speculation is that TJ Watt is next to go. I had no idea that this completely overrated, try-hard football player.
I was gonna say, I would think this would be your move as a GM.
This absolutely would be my move. I had no idea he's 31.
Me neither.
Or about to be 31.
When you wrote that yesterday, that stunned me.
I was like, no, he's like 27. Yeah. I had to go look it up. He's 30. He just turned 31 in October.
He's been in the league 1 year longer than Dak, or 1 year shorter than Dak.
It blows my mind. It just doesn't compute, right?
Yeah, me too.
Seems like yesterday.
So
not that soon.
They're going to have to decide, do you really want to pay a 31-year-old? And you're not competing. I know it's kind of hard to get Aaron Rodgers and DK and then also say we're not competing, right? That doesn't compute. But the smart football thing would be like, all right, you know what? Yeah, let's trade the 30-year-old. Still elite. Well, and productive defensive end.
It's the smart football thing if you don't get Rodgers. This whole thing is an overreaction. I don't know. The coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers is really stupid. Like, I don't understand it. Like, the Tomlin hate for the production, but not honing on him as the quarterback evaluator. Like, I feel like maybe we should take this show to Pittsburgh and just go there and dominate. No offense to Chris Mack. Trading George Pickens doesn't mean you're not trying to contend. He's a freaking nutball. I don't care what Bobby tells you. I don't care how many Pickens jerseys Bobby ends up buying because he loves these divas.
I only buy the jersey if he talks S about Marcus Mosley. That's why I buy jerseys.
Getting George Pickens doesn't mean you're not trying to contend and that it's time and TJ Watt is about to be traded, especially when you're getting Aaron Rodgers. George Pickens is out of there because he's a pain in the ass and has been. And maybe the biggest malcontent and problem in the National Football League. So this whole story about TJ next, it's stupid.
I'm curious, because you're talking about a pass rusher going into his 30s. I want to look just over the last, 30 years, how many...
And again, I'm qualifying that if they get Rodgers. Now, if they don't end up getting Rodgers, which they all believe he is, then yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Get rid of Watt.
Trade
him.
So I'm just trying to see how consistent is it that, the top-tier pass rushers keep producing into their 30s. So... Bruce Smith had 5 seasons in his 30s where he had double-digit sacks. Cameron Wake, Julius Peppers, John Abraham, Michael Strahan, John Randall, Kevin Green, they all had 4. Suggs, Harrison, Taylor, a bunch of guys had 3. So, I mean, you can still be productive into your 30s. He maybe has one more. What's his contract situation right now in terms of, how many years are left? Because I would imagine he might have one more contract left.
What happened with him? Didn't he do an Instagram, peace sign?
Yeah.
And then I was out for a month after that. did he... address that? Did he clean that up? Does he want that floating out there? I lost track of what he was trying to do.
I don't think he addressed it that I saw.
This is the last year of his deal, by the way. So, I mean, I think you can sign him to one more deal and still get productive play out of him.
You can. There's no doubt. You've got to decide, and this is a Tomlin thing.
And aren't they already simping for Rodgers?
They are simping. They're basically like, yeah, the whole thing was he drafted for them. That was one speculation that he basically, they did their draft with him in mind, and then they're just basically waiting on him.
And then his receiver.
And his receiver, Alan Lazard, they're talking about signing him.
Didn't they get him in New York for him?
Yeah, they got in New York, they got him just for Rodgers. And it's like, guys, what are we doing here?
412, which is the Pittsburgh area code, texts in, says, no chance they deal TJ Watt. This city would revolt.
Yep. Yeah, that's their Luka.
Yeah.
It is their Luka, but, you know, and it's not in Tomlin's DNA to rebuild. And that's part of the problem.
He's too good to rebuild.
He's too good to rebuild, A. But that's also part of the problem when you have a coach with such power. He's not going to sign off on a rebuild.
Right. Right.
That's where the GM has to step in.
Yes.
And be like, I'm in charge. You're rebuilding. We are going to give you a contract extension or whatever. So you don't have to worry about your job. Let's just trust the process.
So that same 412, Sean says, y'all couldn't make it in Pittsburgh. He says, because y'all are actually good. They like corny ass takes out here.
That's why I was listening on the Odyssey app. Shout out to you, brother. Or sister, whoever it is. Is this a move to get out of town? Who throws the ball to Tyreek Hill?
Tua.
It will be Quinn Ewers.
It will be Quinn Ewers soon. Tyreek Hill was asked to list his top five quarterbacks.
He said, could I rank my top five quarterbacks? Lamar, Josh, Pat, obviously. No, this is no order, by the way. Baker Mayfield and Joe B. Joe Shiesty, too.
So Jerry Jones has learned over the years. I think it may have ended when he came on our show. And was it Dion Megatron? We got him to make a comparison. It wasn't Dion and Megatron. It may have been Megatron with another receiver or Dion with someone, Claiborne. I don't know. But Jerry now knows never to make comparisons, player comparisons. He's learned that, and he won't do it.
Yeah, DeMont might want to do that too.
He won't do it with us. He won't do it with KMC. He will not player compare. I think this is the new version of that. Asking a receiver or anyone to name their top five quarterbacks, really any teammate, because if you don't do it, because Tyreek's getting killed for this.
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
He's like, dude, you put Baker over Tua? Why don't you put your guy? So we're either going to criticize you for lying or you're going to get killed for not showing support to your guy.
Yeah.
There's like, no win in it.
No, there's
but then
no
if
win.
You don't answer it, is that a loss?
Right. Now, listen, if you asked, if it was a clear and obvious, like if you said, hey, who are your top two quarterbacks in the league? And it's like, oh, it's Mahomes and Allen. No one's going to, I don't even think, maybe Tua gets upset about, butthurt a little bit by it, but I don't think so.
No.
They're so clearly better.
Yeah.
But I could easily make an argument that Tua's better than Baker. I could easily make an argument Baker's better than Tua.
Yes.
Like, it's not, that's the problem.
That's
it's not
the problem.
Allen, it's not Burrow, it's not Lamar, it's not Mahomes. It's Baker. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I remember
when he sold Tua in the very beginning, when he first got there?
He's as good as Mahomes.
The arm?
Yeah.
Arm is fine. Y'all the problem.
I'm just really trying hard. I got to do they like live next door to each other? Like I'm trying to figure out why he would have said Baker. It's not, there's no way it's for football that it says he's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL.
Let me ask this though, because we were trying to figure out Tyreek's deal and I think I was throwing out a second maybe and the Dolphins GM said, yeah, if you got two firsts, maybe I'll listen to you. If Pickens just got dealt for a third, what are we now talking for Tyreek?
Well,
you
got to age it. You got to age factor it.
Still, you got a problem factor there, too. Tyreek is a world of problems.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, third, probably two or three.
You still think it's a three?
Yeah.
Woo! So I said you could have had Tyreek for the same package, what are you doing?
I'm taking Tyreek 10 out of 10 times.
Not with all his stuff that's always going on. He's always got stuff going on right now. Like,
if you're taking Tyreek. You'd rather
taking Tyreek. 10 out of 10 times.
I think are forgetting, like, he did not play well last year. Like at the end of the
game, he didn't have a quarterback.
He didn't have a shoulder either. Remember the cops ruined his shoulder?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, the started writhing on the ground. I'm like, get me my attorney, my ambulance chaser.
Yeah, no, I thought that was his knee.
Maybe it was.
Was it the shoulder? Yeah.
No, to me, Tyreek Hill, if that was the only option, sure, I'd look into that cost. But if you're telling me, like, I can have Pickens at 24 years old or Tyreek where he's at, where he's clearly declining and has a ton of legal issues, I'll take George Pickens.
Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece to finish up the week next on Sean and RJ. Oh, hello.
Hey, Sean.
I always warn everyone in the room, and I almost got myself there. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan.
That would have been a bad one to get on air.
Yeah, that would have been real bad to get on air. I want to get y'all's perspective. Pepe, are you good on that? Or you need a second, probably.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay. Corey, what's coming up?
All right, guys, we do have Bob Stoops joining us at 10:20 today. We'll chat with him.
Stoops.
And then at 11 o'clock. This seems like a very fun show. 11 o'clock.
You want to put some more boring stuff in it?
No. Okay. The ultimate dog segment.
Just kidding.
Hold on. Stars guest. You're a jackass.
Hold on.
What you guys doing?
Hold on. That was a dig. And what are you about to tease? You're about to tease the ultimate dog segment, you said?
Mm-hmm. You know, I like to play on words there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more of a play of words in there.
Yeah. What about the ultimate dog?
My dog died last week.
I'm sorry.
Is it time to get a new dog?
What kind are you looking for?
Ooh. I'm not. My family.
It's possible.
We have a family.
She got she decided that it was a good idea to get 4 golden retrievers at the same time.
Oh, man.
I think she's looking to unload a couple.
Kyle Yeoman's right there.
So, God.
Compared to
triple children.
In threes.
So, if you want a golden,
you should
get your golden retriever.
You should use black and white smoke to announce to your kids if you guys have gotten a new dog.
Just let them know.
Corey, I'm with you, though. Too soon.
Yeah, I'm just not.
Can't replace.
Not ready yet.
Yep.
They're already looking. My oldest walked in, though, while they were looking. And I'll admit, it was me that started it because Dallas Animal Service is phenomenal. And
we got Pudge.
Yeah, and it's in Majors sold there, too. So I sent a link to Adrian, and then like her, Carter, and Lucy just dove in. And Avery came in. He was like, "The hell are y'all doing?
Yeah.
What would Landry think?" And I was like, "He's a dog and he's dead, so he wouldn't think anything." But then I was like, "But yeah, at the same time." And that's when I told him, I said, "He'd want us to be happy."
Yeah. Now, see, nice. Do you also do it like this? Because if the dog died a week ago, in dog years, that's really 7 weeks. So that's almost 2 months. Like, you can.
My dad.
Right?
I think I got to use that one at the house tonight.
Holy crap, that's amazing.
Because Lucy's already like, tonight, she's like, "Hey, let's look at dogs tonight." And Adrian, tomorrow, they're having some event. And she's like, "Let's go to this event and let's go pet all the dogs." And I was like, "I don't know, man."
My dad couldn't ever deal with the dog death. So we literally always had 2 dogs in the house.
Yes.
So when one died, then that like gave us.
They were
buddies. So they would be buddies. And then basically.
2 bitches.
During that morning time. During that morning time, that's what they're called. During that morning period, we would have the dog that had been there the whole time, and then when enough time passed, they would get a second one. But my dad, he's got like 5 dogs now. He's replaced 5. Like every kid that's 5? Left, he's basically replaced with a dog.
Because that was my immediate advice to you and Sarah when she was devastated. I'm like, go get one tomorrow. So which end of the spectrum are you on? That's an amazing topic.
I've wondered that as well.
Get it tomorrow to start loving on. Are you making fun of me?
No.
It's what you said.
Or do you wait because you're too hurt? You're too scarred. I'm too scarred from Romeo, our French bulldog.
And the backyard's clean, and there's not as much hair on the floor.
Allergies.
She
would have gotten another one.
It's quiet. He's not barking every time the
man.
Pizza
so
man
you're
comes.
Selling it to your family that you're heartbroken.
Guys, I'm heartbroken.
Really, it's about. Wow, Allegra, buying Allegra in the store.
I don't want to clean up the grass.
The swimming pool.
Yeah.
I think she would have got another one. When her dog died, she was still in the apartment. She didn't want to bring another dog in. Like she, if she was living with me at the time, we would have gotten one sooner.
Okay.
As soon as she moved in with me, we got one within like 3 weeks.
Another thing you change, you're always anti-dog. Never.
I fostered a dog during COVID.
Yeah, oh, kicked him on the streets.
Well,
what is the ratio of people who foster the dog and like, "Nah, you're out."
This dog.
What did the dog do?
What did he do?
Yeah. The dog's name was Hellebuck.
What didn't he do?
Hellebuck.
Cujo, for crying out loud.
I like it.
I mean, he attacks. I let my kids borrow him for the day. I was like, "God, this dog, get him out of here." They try walking him. He attacks a neighbor lady.
Oh, all right. No.
He was a biter.
Okay.
He was attacking other dogs. He was dragging his butt all over the house.
That's disgusting.
This wasn't the one that witnessed the Michael Irvin video, right?
No. Okay. No. And then
not that Mike did anything.
No,
it was
that's a different video.
I was bad video. Way of describing it.
Very bad way. But no, not that dog. So it was he was just an awful dog. So I there was a neighbor who was like, "I love blue heelers. Let's take him." I was like, "Great. You know what? It's down the street. I can still keep an eye on him." That dog lasted in that house maybe 2 months.
They got rid of him?
I think they got rid of him. Hey. Or he died. I don't know what happened. Maybe he ran away.
It's like the George Pickens of dogs.
That dog is nowhere to be seen.
Aren't blue heelers supposed to be like farm dogs, too? Don't they normally say like you need to have like a ton of space to run around and stuff?
He was awesome, though, like when you would like throw a ball to him. Like this, I've never seen a dog have better reflexes than this one. I would throw a ball against a fence. I mean, he would jump up, catch this thing.
Could have won us a World Series.
Yep,
yeah, they're bred as cattle dogs.
Yeah, he's a cattle dog. That's all what we got now.
Speaking of baseball, I need Kevin and Corey's analysis. Mm. Tell me what's really going on here. Tell me what you would do if you were Dave Raymond, Jared Sandler, and Eric Nadell dealing Mike Bassick yesterday on the Post. Was clearly over the Rangers offense.
My first takeaway is Mike Bassick needs a cocktail or two. let's treat him on the plane. Let's get a couple of those little bottles of vodka or something and loosen him up.
I'll go first. You have to do it to prove it. You can keep saying that, oh, well, okay, then do it. You know, I know it was May the 4th be with you, and we're a little bit past that, but Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try.
A lot of people are saying there's always tomorrow.
Yep, there's always tomorrow, buddy, just like Annie said. Have you ever seen Annie?
Yeah, Orphan Annie.
Yeah, Little Orphan Annie. Oh. Tomorrow. The sun is going to come out tomorrow. Although it's going to be cold.
We're in Detroit. The sun does not come out much in Detroit.
Well, maybe the bats will, Jared. Well, what do you think of that?
I am in. Sign me up for that. I need to turn that frown upside down for Mike Bassick.
Yeah, we got to work on him.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. All right, fellas, appreciate it.
There's tomorrow.
I tweeted Dave Raymond, and I said, welcome to the world.
Yeah. Yep.
Of the KNC match.
I feel all of that.
What is really happening here?
Everybody in the room is trying to counter the negativity with some positive, like some sort of silver lining.
Mike.
And Mike's just like,
but
no.
How can you tell when Mike, because sometimes Mike just looks tired. Like, I can't tell whether he's sunburned. I can't tell whether he's just exhausted, moody, or upset over what was happening. How do you tell the difference?
If he's red, he's not sunburned, he's mad.
Yeah.
Usually that you can see the mad on his cheeks for sure.
And I can hear it in his voice there. He's just really fed up with the Mavericks.
Because he's such a fan. Huge fan.
He's taking their offense personally.
Yeah, he's doing everything. I'm telling you, in that clip, he's doing everything that he can not to be like, well, you know what? They effing suck.
Yeah.
So why don't you show up, or why don't we send the whole team to the minors and bring them up because maybe they can hit them.
And he hasn't said they'll never win another game again.
Yeah, he hasn't done that yet.
He hasn't gone that far yet.
No, but he did have, and it wasn't in that one, but he did have the, like, when he was asking Jared, like, what's normal for getting shut out in a season? And then when Jared gave him the answer, he did his mic. He went, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, yeah. His whisper under his breath.
Like, he's like, okay, all right, I guess I'm done with this. Yeah,
I don't have an argument back on that yet. But this is, he'll also use, you know, with what he's saying, the way he's saying things, my family is from the Northeast and we root for sports a different way. You know, we're honest about what we see and we don't try and sugarcoat it. And he's trying to not just rip into him for not being good enough right now, which we asked Bochy, hey, do you ever go in there and remind the guys like, hey, don't forget who you are? And Bochy was like, oh yeah, we've had meetings like that.
Well,
so
that's all well and good, and I agree. But under old Bally regime, and that's the type of honesty we would prefer to see. Under old Bally regime, you know how it works with these regional TV things. Like, I felt like Mike was walking towards the line that at least used to be there. Maybe Victory Plus. And
maybe
these
it's
other,
not. It doesn't, maybe it isn't.
Maybe it's changed. But Mike?
I doubt it.
Will Mike? How long will he be able to contain himself? Season?
You get to the middle of the season and it's still this kind of drought, and he's gonna be very bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
I think he'll be short. I think he'll be shorter. Yeah. And I'll be like, hey, we got a hit. Good for us.
Yeah. Like, don't keep telling me these things that you're gonna, he just said it. You gotta go
show
do
me.
It.
Yeah, show me.
I thought Brett Boone fixed this. Yeah, what happened?
I don't know why they didn't let him coach yesterday. The first couple days, they were scoring runs. I don't know what happened. They just, I guess they let him take a day off. He's got to get acclimated. Probably had to, like, move some stuff, get movers ready for Dallas.
Yeah. We are going to finish up the Friday crosstalk with Bobby Belt's Game 2 preview to get the Dallas Stars motivated more for tonight.
Take my
face off, puck is dropped, and you've lost the game. Winnipeg is the dregs, and your goalie's lame. He claims to be the best, hella bucks a sieve. A walking empty net, y'all are f***ed a bit. Plus Robo on the ice and about to get going. Are these Jets from Winnipeg, or are they really from Boeing? We score with ranting while we're dancing, all you fools. You just can't win, keep on chanting like some tools. Cause Otter's cool, Canada dumb, keep thinking you'll be 51. Cause your dumbass sucks, tree-hugging hippies. We'll stay at 50. Carney, go build another safe space. Quick to snatch Corona masks off your face. For God's sake, we'll go and get this settled on the ice. Helly's eyes will really shift tonight. Jets on power play, that shit killed. Dallas probably get a shorty still. You know, see, Helly's lost when the puck is dropped. Worth the cost, Miko can't be stopped. You start fast, but you chumps couldn't win it. Now you're about to feel the wrath of the finish. Miko will win the cup.
Well done, Bob. Well
good
done.
Choice. Nice song selection, dude.
You really need the lyrics to hear finish with two ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he's a Finnish hockey player. It doesn't matter how you start, it's how you finish.
That was top notch. I'm so old, though, now. I do need the words typed down.
I realize
the video. I can't keep up with music lyrics.
There was the first year we were doing songs.
I've never been able to, actually.
The first year we were doing songs when I was on the show, I realized, like, I was like, we got to have lyric videos when we do the songs, because otherwise we're not going to pick up half the things that are said.
No. That's half the battle. It's half the battle of it. But the people who have the gift, who have the gift to be able to listen to music and not need lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm very envious.
Like, right now, am I finally understanding Kendrick's diss track towards Drake? I'm like, all right, it's a big deal. Time. People are telling me it was artistry that I'm too stupid to get, not culturally aware. So now I'm like trying to really listen to every word. And I'm like, man, that was a good insult.
And then you need, like, and then there's even more, like, even if you have the lyrics.
I tried to say that really white.
There's knowing, like, the backstories on a lot of these things, too.
Yeah.
Like, just the back.
That's why I love TikTok. They told me everything I needed to know. I was like, all right, what's going on with this beef here?
And how do you break it down so fast? I mean, the song's out, then 30 minutes later, it's like, oh, well, this is what he means on this one.
That's why historians are important.
Well done, Bob. Everyone have a fantastic weekend. Happy Mother's Day out there.
Oh, crap.
Did you forget
that? Get it in gear, Kroger.
How do you not know, like, you got your wife's birthday?
Yeah.
Same week as Mother's Day. Same thing for me, like, my daughter's birthday, Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's a point. That's a point.
And my mom's birthday. It's all the same week.
I forgot it was Mother's Day, too.
But you know, it's like, you know, my mom. I tried to forget. She really need?
She's dead.
What
she's
she
with
really
she's
need?
With Tupac.
Yeah, she is.
K&C is next. Get us out.